interview. An interview with Dr. Thomason. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. September 8, 1914. Interview of E.G. White with Dr. Thomason. After greetings, Sister White spoke of the work she is trying to do now in getting books out for the people. Sarah. The doctor is leaving the sanitarium, and he has called to tell you goodbye. E.G. White. You are leaving? Then followed remarks about her own wish to keep in the path of duty. Sarah. Did you understand that the doctor is leaving the sanitarium altogether, disconnecting from the work here? E.G. White. No, I didn't. Do you feel that that is your duty? Dr. Thomason. Yes, for the present. You didn't know I was going? E.G. White. No, I could wish you had deferred it a little. Dr. Thomason. I am going east for a few weeks, and will be back for a few days in November. E.G. White. I am very careful how I give out anything unless I understand. I want to know just what the Lord would have me do. Dr. Thomason. Did you know anything about the changes in the medical staff at the sanitarium? E.G. White. No, I didn't. Dr. Thomason. Didn't Elder Andros and Brother White talk with you about it? E.G. White. If they did, I don't remember it. What has changed your mind about staying here? Dr. Thomason. I feel that some of the board think it is best for me to go. E.G. White. I'd like to know more particulars. Dr. Thomason. I supposed you understood the situation. E.G. White. No, I don't. Something was said about higher wages, I think. I charged them to be very careful how they treated that matter. It is a very critical time now. We are to stand as firm to principle as the needle to the pole. What I want to know is, am I in the line of my duty? I shall know, because I have always known. Dr. Thomason. Some felt it was best for me to make a change. E.G. White. I can't tell about that. We must be very careful how we make changes. Dr. Thomason. They are having trouble to get someone to take the work. E.G. White. If I were you, I'd put off this matter. Yet I have not that acquaintance with the matter that would warrant me in advising in regard to it. Was it a question of means? Dr. Thomason. Well, partly, but that was not the principal thing. I have never made the matter of means a test of my duty. E.G. White. I can say about these things. I have had them to meet again and again. What we want to know is what God wants of us. We must move with an eye single to the glory of God. If it is a matter of more means to handle, be careful to follow on to know the Lord, that his going forth is prepared as the morning. I am not in a position to carry burdens unless I have to. Sarah. The doctor did not come to lay any burden on you, but just to say goodbye. E.G. White. If the Lord sees fit to place on some other one the work I have been doing, I would say Amen and Amen. There is great danger of mixing ourselves up with things that will make us a lot of trouble. I should wait to see my way as plain as ABC. Come to the Lord as a little child, and you will not have to go in darkness. You may have trials from various causes. It is not for me to say just what you should do. Dr. Thomason. No, I didn't want you to do that. E.G. White. I would never strike for higher wages. Dr. Thomason. No, I laid that aside. I told them I would stay without reference to that. E.G. White. How we come out depends on ourselves. We will be brought through the straitest places. I have had many severe trials. She speaks of the loss of her husband. be sure that every step you take is right. I mean to know where I am, and I hope you will. I feel an intensity over our young men and other men who have worked with us, that none of them shall take a false step. I hate to have anyone go away and not know the Lord has prepared the way. Do not move in an independent manner. I am sorry you are going away. Where are you going? Dr. Thomason. I am not sure yet. I may stay on the coast, but the most earnest call is from South Africa. I had a letter from my sister there last night, and one from a number of the conference committee, urging me to come back. E.G. White. Take it all to the Lord, and don't make any move you will be sorry for. I cannot give you such advice and assurance as if the Lord had opened it up before me, but I do feel intensely that everyone should make right moves. Dr. Thomason. I came in to say goodbye. I do not want to tire you. E.G. White. I am glad you came. I have an intense interest that those who are laboring should not consult self, but should bind off their work so well that the well done can be said to them. The Lord doesn't require me to go through the hard spots anymore. The Lord help you. Don't stretch forward to high wages. Dr. Thomason. I am praying a great deal about this whole matter. E.G. White. I hope you will. We need to make every step in surety now, to know we are walking in the counsel of God.
Thank you for speaking of this matter. Move soundly with the best of judgment. The Lord give you light and knowledge that come from Himself.